In the past, when Luma Key of Salt Lake City has had an abscessed tooth, it's been a pretty quick fix. However, because of efforts to mitigate the coronavirus pandemic in Utah, it's been a different story this time.
Because of my PTSD, I have quite severe dental issues from grinding. I've had to be on antibiotics now for 3 weeks because I've not been able to get into a dentist. I'm at the point where I'm afraid it's going to give me angina. I'm concerned that in waiting to see a doctor, I'm going to have a heart attack.
Many doctors' offices, dentists, hospitals, and other healthcare providers are now able to reopen as the state moves into the yellow or moderate risk phase. McKee says on Monday a dentist may be able to see them, but it is still up in the air as to what help they will be able to get. And even as things go back to normal, or as close to normal as is possible right now, McKee says people with disabilities, chronic illnesses, and other underlying health concerns are still going to have to be cautious about going out because of the risk of contracting the coronavirus.
I would hope that some of these physicians would maybe have separate hours, kind of like what Smiths and places like that are doing.
There isn't a simple answer to how these challenges can be addressed. However, McKee says people who are at a lower risk for the virus can make a difference by being aware of the needs their higher risk friends and neighbors may have. McKee also encourages people to reach out to their legislators and share their concerns.
If you have friends or community members who need you, then do what you can. I mean, this is not to shame people, but there's just so much more that we can be doing and that we're not doing.
With Utah Public Radio, I'm Madeline Mortensen.